Welcome back to hell. I'm an idiot. I fudged the episode for this week.
I am grabbing one.
Logan's gonna kill me.
I'm not gonna kill you.
You can find me in the tallest oak in the county.
On the tallest.
In on.
I'm so tired.
Some fucking idiot let his phone die.
And so we lost 30 minutes of content.
After we started 2.5 hours late.
For reasons that will not be named at this time. I am so tired.
For the first time ever, I think this is us accepting defeat. It is 11:13 on PM, Thursday night. You will somehow be receiving this at 12 a.m.
If not 1 a.m. or something like that, depending on
how... You're gonna get it by Friday morning. Leave us alone.
I can make something out of this. I can.
Is it gonna be an hour of you degrading me?
No.
Damn it.
I can turn this into actual legitimate story time.
Okay. We need something, because I fucked the house cat. I took my penis and I put it in the house cat.
Y'all want to hear about something? This? I don't know. You want to hear about my Chevy pickup? We can make this the Chevy pickup episode.
You're absolutely not getting this until 1 a.m.
I'll pull up a picture of it. We're going to make the cover photo of this podcast the exact picture that I'm going to look at this entire time.
Is it the one of Elaine and the Chevy pickup?
Yes and no. The picture that I use in that Instagram story is what I'm going to use of my Chevy.
Okay.
Which is the best picture I have to remember every single memory I've ever had in that pickup. And I'm not going to run through every single little itty-bitty stupid fucking... But I'm going to tell you about every inch of this Chevy pickup.
For reference, this is our third attempt at a podcast tonight.
This has been awful.
It's been a literal train wreck. There's been a couple Two Tree Beers had.
This is, yeah.
You may even get an ultra rare heart to heart.
You might.
It could happen. I can feel the mood.
You can feel the mood. I am so hungry too. I'm currently eating my coworker's Cheez-Its.
Allegedly,
these are my coworker's Cheez-Its. I don't fucking care.
Dude, there's still Steak-Ems in that freezer?
No.
What's left in there?
A microwave dinner and pizza rolls.
What about some of that ramen and shit up there?
I don't feel like fucking boiling water right now. What?
I'm trying to help you eat. Because unless you eat something, we're going to record this in a Taco Bell drive-thru.
No, we're not.
Oh, POV? The podcast in a Taco Bell drive-thru?
The podcast mobile? Do we attempt that? I have a charger in my pickup.
Does it charge that thing?
Yeah. It's a type C.
Do you need to eat?
I could really go for some food right now.
I'm already too deep. Let's do it.
Fuck it.
All right, here we are, live from Elaine.
Going to get Bach Hotel.
I'm gonna lock the door real quick.
So anyway, there I was.
Sitting in Elaine, coming up with a podcast for the night. Will you hurry up?
Fuck you! Asshole. I don't know if we need to run the... It's going to be so cold in here if we don't run the blower motor, but at the same time, you can hear the blower motor.
Well, if you turn it up high enough, it's fine.
Jesus Christ.
This is top 10 podcast moments.
Where's my wallet?
It's here.
Okay.
Anyways,
what kind of stories can I tell about the Chevy?
Start from the beginning.
Start from the beginning.
Well, okay, so I got my Chevy pickup back when I was 14. And I couldn't drive the thing for a couple of years after I turned 14. I drove it around when I had my permit and this, that, and the other, right? But my little brother and I, my next younger brother and I, we always thought that it had the ugliest paint job. That green and silver with the pinstriping.
See, I kind of liked it.
I liked it too when I got older. But when I was 14, I thought it was ugly.
That's fair.
So my brother and I were standing there looking at it one day, and we were like, we had to figure out an ugly name for this truck because it's an ugly pickup.
Yeah.
So we came up with Prudence.
Yo, old Prudence.
Old Prudence. We called that truck Prudence for... Well, actually, to this day, when it fucking finally died, that truck was named Prudence. I finally got my license at the age of 16 in 2016, and I drove that thing fucking everywhere. I mean, the first injury that ever happened to that truck was I was on my way to my friend Allison's house to go help her paint her room with my other friends, and I lost the mirror, not the entire mirror, but just like the reflective part of the mirror on the driver's side.
Oh, okay.
Just totally flew out.
It just
left.
I don't live here anymore.
Yeah, just checked out. Other than that, it had a starter done to it. That truck always, everybody that has ever owned a GMT 400 from the early 90s knows of the, if you've had it, you know about it. If you've never had it, fucking thank God. But the blend door clicking noise. 180 times for a minute and a half every time you turn the key on or off.
Yeah, it checks out.
I counted. And timed it. Because I drove that truck from the age of 16 until I was like 20. 180 times for a minute and a half every time you turn the key on or off. That's what mine did. They're different. Because I've timed different ones and counted different ones.
Sure.
But that's what mine did. 180 clicks to go for a minute and a half. 180 times. I took that truck fucking everywhere. When did I build the motor in that truck? Was I 18 or 19?
Oh, man, I don't remember. We knew each other then, but we didn't.
Yeah, but we didn't know each other then. I was, thinking back on it now, I want to say I was 19 years old when I built that motor.
That sounds about right.
I was working for pennies on the dollar, stupid little fucking money. I mean, when I built that motor, I could barely afford the camshaft I put in.
Yeah.
I fucking built that motor on a serious budget, and it took me forever because of the situation I was in at the time.
Sure.
Not even on pay, just general situation. I didn't have time to work on it. I built that motor for that Chevy pickup when I was 19, I put an XE249H camshaft in it. I poured it and polished everything, poured out the intake. I put a set of 88 pound per hour injectors in it from a big block,
stupid throttle body guy.
I was a big throttle body guy. And the reason that I wanted to keep the throttle body so bad was because I was cruising back and forth to the University of Northwestern Ohio every single weekend, and I wanted cruise control, and I didn't want to fuck with the rest of the truck and screw with it. So I kept the throttle body, and I figured out how to turn the throttle body up. I had the computer tuned by a teacher that worked at UNOH at the time. He doesn't work there anymore, but he was a great guy, and I won't name names because I don't want to put his name out there and have everybody fucking hound him.
No, absolutely not.
He was a well-known teacher at the University of Northwestern Ohio. I put stock manifolds back on it just so I knew they would fit. I put a catless Y-pipe in it. I put the factory muffler back on it, and the thing... I'm trying to think of anything else I did to it.
I don't know, but I can personally attest, after that truck sat in the weeds for over a year, ran like it had started yesterday.
God, that thing would start...
It ran so good.
It started so good. Ran so good. Like Dakota said, you could throw a battery in it, hit the key. Yeah,
pop right off.
It'd pop right off.
Like nothing was wrong.
It would start and run. You'd let it idle for a second, and it was happy. For years, I would throw a battery in it every summer and go out and fire it up just to run it for a little while.
Yeah, I mean, I think the last 2 years we made a ritual out of it.
Yeah, the last 2 years we made an actual ritual out of it. We would go out there and we'd fire the thing up.
Usually about end of July, August, we'd go out, fire it up, make sure it ran like a top, like it should. And
hit the fucking throttle a couple times, make it fucking rev up, and hit 5,000 RPM and let her come back down, and it didn't fucking give a shit. God, that motor ran so good.
It did, for no reason.
God, it ran so good.
Well, I mean, for a reason, but... really, for no reason, it ran good.
Yeah, and it would just... for what it was, it would sit and sit and sit and sit and sit. And it would always... the first turn of the key, it would fire right up.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was the most loyal truck I ever had. I wrecked it for the first time when I was 16. I was coming around a bend in a town a couple miles south of us. In the wrong part of the day where you can't see in front of you, and I was flipping down my visor, and right as I flipped down my visor and I could see the sun, or the sun disappeared from my visor or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I saw a Honda CR-V about 6 feet in front of me. So I slammed on the brakes and I ran to the back of the CR-V.
Yeah, you gave that guy the what for?
Oh, I gave her the fucking what for. I had a tore-up bumper, a tore-up core support, a tore-up hood, a tore-up right fender. I needed a radiator. I needed an evaporator core. I needed lines. I needed this, that, the other. And we fucking tore that thing all the way down in one of my best friend's grandpa's garages. Put that thing all the way back together in less than a week's time. We put a bigger radiator in than what we intended to. We put a 6.5 radiator in it on accident because we ordered the wrong radiator.
You know, I always thought that one looked a little goofy in it.
It was big. It was too big. So if you were to look at that truck and look at the core support and the radiator brackets that it had in it, they were actually booger welded together by yours truly, because the radiator didn't fit. So what you would do is you would take the radiator mounts and you would swap them and cut them and refabricate them together.
Sure.
And put them in a different location on the core support.
Yeah.
And bolt them back in, and it would fit a 6.5 radiator inside of a half-ton Chevy with a 350 in it. And a 4L60E and whatever, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
I ran that thing after that wreck for a long time. I got into college, and I was cruising down one of the local routes here, going towards the diner, and I was going over the bridge before the diner.
Oh, okay.
And I had a four-legged friend jump out in front of me.
You massacred him.
I massacred the fuck out of that thing. I actually felt pretty bad about that one.
Well, you'll have that.
I hit the fuck out of that deer.
Oh, it's a deer. I feel less bad. Yeah. I thought it was the dog story.
No. That truck hit plenty of dogs.
One dog too many.
I like dogs a lot. They're great animals, but one of the things that I stand on to this day is if you let your dog out in the road unattended.
Oh, yeah, it's your problem.
It's your fucking problem, and I'm sorry, but what dogs did I hit with that thing? I hit a German Shepherd with that thing. I hit a Chihuahua. I hit a Yorkie. I hit a a pit bull. I hit a pit bull with it.
Oh, you'll have that.
Yeah, that truck took a couple dogs. My brick nose has only taken one dog, which was also a Chihuahua.
The dog slayer.
Actually, that's what my buddies called me in high school. They were like, that truck is the fucking dog slayer, you know that? And I was like, yeah, I fucking know. But if you let your fucking dog out in the road, it's not my fucking problem.
Y'all ready for this? We're going to order some Taco Bell.
Live on the air.
Live on the air, ordering Taco Bell.
This is going to be one of the most
interesting podcasts. Yeah, for real. We're doing a podcast from the truck.
Oh, this thing is so quiet, I don't even have to turn it off.
Yeah, no, hold on.
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Could I get a steak quesadilla, a number 7, but make it a steak quesadilla?
What kind of drink?
Give me a Baja Blast. You want anything?
Yeah. What else can I do for you tonight?
Give me a steak quesadilla, add sour cream.
Another steak quesadilla, add sour cream.
And 2 soft taco supremes.
And 2 soft taco supremes.
Okay, is everything good with
your
drink?
No
drink?
No. No drink.
I said, is everything good with your drink?
What's that?
Everything correct on the screen.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes.
Fire sauce?
Yeah.
Fire sauce?
No problem. 2286.
Awesome, thank you. Honestly, solid order. Solid Taco Bell order from both.
Yeah, you just throwing receipts around now? That one's a Bacotel receipt, you fat fuck.
No, it's not. It's a Dollar General receipt.
Oh, shit, it is. Eat my ass. Why are all the trailer brake lights on?
I don't know. we'll pop it in neutral, let off of it. That's why.
Oh, it's turned all the way up.
It's turned all the way up. It's always on gain, I guess.
What a shit box.
Anyways, I wrecked that pickup on a local route when I hit a deer, and I rebuilt the front end of that thing with unfortunately one of my ex-girlfriends in the truck, and I drug her to the shop with me and tore apart another pickup and put my pickup back together. Went and dropped her off at her house and then drove that thing freshly rebuilt in like 20 minutes, rebuilt the whole front end because I'd had it apart before and knew how it went the fuck back together, and drove all the way to Lima after that. Hold
Holy
on.
Holy shit.
While they, hold on. Thank you, sir.
We're getting Bacotel right now.
Got our large drink here. This guy's tired.
Seems it.
Thank you, sir. We got a...
What else you know?
Oh, hey. Thanks, appreciate boss. It, boss. I wrecked it again after that. So I wrecked it again one day when I was... I figured drive back to the shop and eat, or...
I'm gonna eat this one right now.
Eat that one right now.
Fuck you.
I wrecked it again after that.
Good my way.
New Year's Day 2021. I wrecked that truck again. Driving home in the middle of the night. It was like an argument with the insurance company at the time.
Okay.
Because the officer recorded the wreck at something like 11:58 or something like that, but the tow truck recorded picking the truck up at like 12:04 the next day.
Oh.
So it was an argument between me and my insurance company when the wreck actually happened, and if you thought about it, you would realize that obviously the cop was there first.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, the cop is there first. Unless you call the tow truck yourself and then get the cop out there.
Sure.
But it was an argument about when that happened exactly and this, that, and the other, and how insurance was going to file it, yada, yada, yada. Well, the truck has been on PLPD for the entire time I've had it. So that's why every time it's been wrecked, I've been able to just get it back, rebuild it, put it back on the same insurance policy, and run it again. It's no big deal. Couple bent fenders, a grill, and a hood, so whatever.
Yeah.
Well, this last time I wrecked it, it was pretty damn bad. I hit a patch of black ice, is the only way I can describe it. That has to be what I hit.
Sure.
I went 180 degrees in the road, and after I went 180, I started sailing backwards really fast. And I remember right before I went off of the road itself, I grabbed a hold of the steering wheel real hard and looked to the left or towards the driver's side, mm-hmm. and just quenched my eyes. And I heard a crash, bang, and a pop, and I got covered in shattered glass.
Oh, no shit.
And
yeah, you wrecked it pretty good though.
I wrecked it pretty fucking damn good. I have never in my life wrecked something that bad, and that is the only truck, well, in retrospect, that's the only truck I've ever wrecked. I've put a dent in a vehicle every once in a while, and this, that, and the other, in the time that I've been driving, but that is the only truck I've ever wrecked, and I just kept wrecking it. The whole passenger bedside, which the whole bed was shot by that time.
Oh, yeah.
With rust. And it was even worse when I finally gave up on the truck. But the whole passenger side, bedside, was just fucking hammered. The passenger window shattered, and that's what I got covered in glass with.
Yeah.
The passenger door was fucked. The fender was fucked. The grill came off. I didn't have a bumper on it at the time because I had just rebuilt the motor a couple months before and hadn't put the bumper back on. So the grill was just hanging off of it. I blew a tire on the front right corner. And I went, and this is the thing that everybody always jokes about with me, is I went backwards into a fence that bordered an Amish graveyard. So everybody...
Oh, for crying out loud.
So everybody always jokes about, it was my ancestors calling me to the grave to finally just go ahead and die. Because everybody, all my friends always think, you know, I don't know how this fucker isn't dead yet, so I was just finally going to the fucking grave, and they didn't quite get me that time. But that was the wreck that finally took that truck out, and at the time when I wrecked it, I had full intentions of rebuilding it again, and starting over, and doing it over.
Yeah, sure.
Well,
it doesn't always work out that way, though.
Life happened.
Yep.
I bought a different pickup for the time being. I fell in love with that pickup. Not that I didn't love my Chevy.
Yeah.
I didn't buy a pickup. I bought that Blazer that I had.
Oh, yeah. I do forget about the Blazer from time to time.
I also do, too. I bought that Blazer to drive for the time being, so I had something to drive while I was rebuilding my Chevy. Well, when I had the Blazer, I went through a lot of life happened while I had that Blazer in
sure.
a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
And I decided to just put the Chevy on the back burner. Basically, by the time that I would have been able to have started on the Chevy again, I was too busy to even comprehend doing anything with it.
Sure.
But this year, I finally, like, what was it? Four, it's like 6 weeks ago? 5, 6 weeks ago?
What's that?
I finally let it go? It wasn't 4 weeks ago.
No, I think it might have been longer.
6-7 weeks ago?
Well, you totally let it go.
Like, it got hauled off.
Yeah, at least 6 weeks ago.
At least 6 weeks ago, it got hauled off.
But I do think, you know, in the truck we're riding in right now, Elaine, the one that Logan and I have bought together.
Yes.
I do think it has helped heal a little bit.
It has.
Especially since we, you know, have put the... We put the original seat out of the 94 Chevy in it.
Yep, this is the seat that we're sitting on.
And we put the wheels from that truck on this truck. It's kind of a spitting image minus the paint now.
Yes. Like, other than the paint, if you were to put the Chevy front end on it, like the Chevy front end on it, or a GMC front end on it, it would be, other than paint, like, it would be my truck. It would be the same setup. It has my wheels on it. It has my bench seat in it. It has, which there's a lot of memories on this bench seat.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
I broke up with my first girlfriend on this bench seat.
Well, you'll have that.
You'll have that. And it was just part of life.
Yep.
But what else have I done on this bench seat? I drove...
I don't want to know.
No. Nothing like that ever happened on this bench seat. I drove to Wisconsin on this bench seat. I drove to Ohio countless times. I sat on this bench seat with my arm on this exact armrest, the exact way you see me sitting right now.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
With my left leg up like this and my right foot on the throttle, with my hand exactly the way as it is on the steering wheel. The only difference is in my right hand there should be a phone as I'm selecting Tyler Childers or Coulter Wall or this side or the other as I'm cruising across the fucking Ohio line.
That is, we do have to put a radio in this gal.
We do have to put a radio in this thing. If you give me a fucking radio and an FM transmitter, I'll just go ahead and die.
No.
No? We're not putting a radio in it?
No, we're not dying. We have much more to do.
Oh my god. I used to take this truck to show choir events all the time. I've won 2 state championships on this fucking seat. There's a lot of good memories and bad memories on this seat, let alone the shit that these wheels have seen.
Oh, yeah. And here it all is, living on.
Oh, yeah. And I'm happy that it gets to. I'm really, 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 really happy that these are the parts that I saved off of that pickup.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
they're some of the most meaningful parts.
Right. They're the wheels you rode on, and it's the seat you sat in. And the rest of it is nothing, really.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
No, you're right.
The only thing that would make this feel any more at home is the dash. If we were to put...
Yeah, this is a new body dash.
Yeah, this is a new body dash. The only thing...
Well, not new body, but this is the new dash.
This is the new dash.
The late GMT 400 dash. The other truck had the early dash.
Yeah, if you were to put an early dash and early steering wheel on this thing, and I could grip that nice, thick steering wheel that those things had.
Yeah.
And I would just cruise down the road on that and see those fucking... And I didn't even have a fucking tachometer in mind. But just cruise...
No?
No. I had a speedometer, I had oil pressure, I had temp, I had voltage, I had... Yeah, I had, like, the basics in mind. It was a Silverado truck, but it didn't have a tach.
Well, that's interesting.
It was really interesting, and it was an interesting option truck, because for a Silverado, I mean, like, it had the bench seat, but it had this fold-down armrest, which was, I guess, Silverado for a single-cab long bed.
Yeah.
Like, that was Silverado option, if you will, but... Because they wouldn't... I don't know if they would let you leave the factory with a Silverado without at least one armrest.
I have no idea, to be honest.
I would actually be interested in looking into that and seeing exactly how that worked and seeing exactly what the exact options you had to have for a Silverado were.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, shit, hold on. We're backing up next to Dakota's pickup. We're going to sit here and eat our fucking Taco Bell live on the air.
Oh, we are?
Oh, fuck yeah, we are. We'll just talk back and forth through bites. Yep. and the lights turn on exactly the same. This is a hard taco right here, so that means it's mine. I'll put this in my fucking armrest over here.
Baco.
Baco towel.
Well, here's a...
They're both steak quesadillas.
I know, but this one says W. I'm going to assume this is mine. This is with... They're a WS. I'm going to assume it means with sour.
Yeah, it probably means with sour.
Some fucking fire sauce in here.
What the fuck?
I'm going to go ahead and eat my taco first.
I'm a fat fuck. I slam my tacos out.
Well, I don't know what it is, but I can't eat tacos and drive at the same time.
No, it's horrible.
Oh, fuck. That's a huge one.
Oh, man.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
I've actually never had a steak quesadilla. My girlfriend has been big on recently putting just ground beef in her Taco Bell quesadillas. It actually kind of fucking slaps, not gonna lie to you.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's actually fucking really good shit. Like, I can fucking get down with it.
I don't know.
Yeah?
This one right here?
Yeah?
This is an iconic quesadilla.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I'll get to it in a second. I'm gonna eat this taco first.
No. This was Duffy's drunk meal of choice.
The steak quesadilla was Duffy's drunk meal of choice?
Yeah, but you gotta add sour cream.
Oh, but you have to add sour cream.
Uh-huh.
How's it tasting?
Fucking amazing. Duh.
Have you gotten it before until now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know.
Yeah, no, this has been a staple.
I didn't know if that was something like he recently told you and you're like, now's the time.
No, I knew about it.
Okay. See, quick little fun fact. I actually didn't grow up on Taco Bell.
I did, but I didn't.
I didn't actually eat Taco Bell for the first time till like, I mean, I guess I grew up on it, but I didn't. I didn't eat it for the first time till like 7th or 8th grade.
Oh, yeah, I was on the Baco Hotel way before that.
Yeah, no. My family didn't like Taco Bell, and finally one of my buddies in high school, I got my license before him. I gave him a ride home one day.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm going to tell you what, thanks for giving me a ride home. I'm going to run over to Taco Bell real quick. I'll buy you lunch. Or sorry, I'll buy you dinner, or buy you food, or whatever.
Oh, so that's what sealed your fate.
Yeah. I was like, damn. He's like, fuck yeah, Tom, this is real fucking good. He's like, right? And I'm like, I never had this before. He's like, bet you started eating more now. And I was like, fuck yeah. It's unreasonably good. Like,
why?
Anything from Taco Bell. Should not be this good.
That shit slaps.
Hey, why don't you,
What?
Why don't you share some GMT 400 stories?
Which one?
Oh, I guess you had a couple of them, haven't you?
Yeah.
Anything stick out?
Well, like... Wrecked one of them.
You wrecked one of them. Do I have a straw?
Yeah.
I do.
Idiot. Anyways,
fuck you. Which one?
Fuck you.
Which one did you wreck?
My extended cab long box.
Ah! That's right.
That's my bad juju truck.
Yep.
I hit my neighbor's truck with it. Allegedly.
That was a bum deal. What was that thing?
Mean?
How was it set up?
Oh, 98 3/4 ton extended cab long box, 350 4L80.
Okay. That wasn't your first truck, was it?
No.
But you had a GMT 400 for your first truck.
Nope. My first truck.
That was a Dakota.
No.
What was it?
A Dodge D50.
There was a Dodge D50. Fuck.
That was my first pickup. After that, went and bought the 91 single cab short box old chode truck with a V6 in it with popped heads, did the heads, spit a rod out a couple weeks later, put a 5.7 in it, fucker never ran right.
With your now wife in the passenger seat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was with me.
Core memory,
she was with me. Dump that bitch in the Lowe's parking lot and watch the oil run out from under it.
Even your wife has been shitboxing you, shitboxing with
you. Yeah, no, she's been shitboxing. Whether she wants to admit it or not, she's been shitboxing. Did that one, yeah, that was my black single cab short box.
Mm.
Put that 350 in, it never ran right. Sold it. Because my grandfather just passed away, and I got my inheritance, and I bought my first Cummins truck.
Okay.
Wasn't it that Cummins truck? Was an extended cab long box. Four valve truck.
I remember that truck.
Stupid red piece of shit. It I miss every day.
Had shotgun stacks.
Yep. Dirty old red rocket.
Yep. It was an auto.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It was an auto. Of training in it.
Yep. I remember that truck. I actually remember that truck pulling up when I was at work night at the Lamb Club one night.
Oh, yeah.
And it pulled up in front of the Lamb Club, and he threw it in park. And I thought, twin stacks are cool. And that was the first
time. Man, I felt like hot shit driving that thing to work night on Lamb Club. I did. I was like, I'm pulling up. I'm still in Lamb Club. I got a Cummins with shotgun stacks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bad bitch.
Yep. Exactly.
That dumb piece of shit. I should have never sold it.
Yeah, because look at what you're stuck with now.
Huh?
Look at what you're stuck with now.
Well, it has more room.
It has more room, but... it
probably makes more power. yeah. After that, I didn't have a GMC 400 until I bought my Cinecab that I wrecked. After I sold that one, bought a CP3 for my Cummins because I had 60s in it. After that whole shenanigan, you're not gonna make it.
Well, it's also closed.
Dumbass, didn't make it.
It's also sitting on top of the dumpster, so fuck them.
After that, I bought my. I had a crew cab long box. Paid $1,500 for it, did intake gaskets on it, finished the intake gaskets. Big block 4L80 truck. 4L80E truck. It was a ton truck, single wheel ton truck. Should have never sold that truck.
No. Should have kept it.
I should have, but it is what it is. After that, I didn't have one. I had a set of 22x12 gear big blocks with brand new 420Vs on my Cummins. Traded those to my buddy for the Suburban.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. That's how I ended up in the GMT 400 sitch that I am now.
Which is the Suburban.
Uh-huh.
It just feels like you just keep coming back to him.
I do.
You just keep circling back to the...
The worst thing is I wanted the Suburban for a long time. I had been, like, talking about them and yada yada, and I never bought one, and I finally just stumbled upon it.
Yeah, just happened to be there in the right...
And the deal was the deal, and now I'm just kind of making my own thing.
Yeah, the weather was right, the conditions were clear, it was...
Yeah, I had wanted a burb, a GMT 400 burb for a hot minute.
And you just happened to trip over it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. It was a good deal.
Oh, yeah. Virtually zero rust on it.
Oh, yeah. That thing is ridiculously clean. Really, for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a Michigan truck?
Fort Wayne truck.
Fort Wayne truck. So it was Indiana, but it's close. Yeah, about 2 hours south of Michigan, but still.
Yeah, but...
Rust belt as shit.
It should still be rusted to fuck, and it's hot. Yeah,
it still should be salted.
Someone took care of it.
Yeah, somebody did. That body looks so good. How many miles are on that thing?
239.
Really?
Promise.
I thought it was lower than that.
No, absolutely not.
It's 239. You know my fucking GMT?
That 93 Suburban has almost as many miles as my 07 Mega Cab.
Do you know how many miles my... Okay. You might know this. You might not. We'll quiz you. If not, you'll find out. How many miles did my Chevy have on it when I got it?
maybe he doesn't know. Maybe I never told him.
I don't think you did.
99,000 miles.
I gotta shoot some insulin real quick.
Go for it. Do you know how many miles it had on it when it went to the crusher?
130.
150.
150, that's right.
In 4 years, which I have actually... I'm trying to think. With my 6 liter... In the time I've had my 6 liter, I've put on more miles than I put on my Chevy in the 4 years I had it. And I've had my 6 liter for close to 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Because I think I've put damn near 60,000 miles on my 6 liter.
The old Dodge just turned 250 the other day.
Shit. Where'd you get it at?
196.
Shit.
And it's sat for... So I've owned that truck for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And at bare minimum, it's sat for 3. I would say it's sat closer to 4. I kept spitting trannies out.
I just can't believe I put that many miles on that blue pickup.
Oh, I can.
Really?
You take it everywhere.
Oh, I guess.
Literally everywhere.
Yeah, I do drive that thing. I have, well, did, do have, whatever. Drove that thing, did drive that thing. Everywhere. I would drive it by myself when everybody else was driving. I would drive it states away. I would drive it. I think the furthest trip I've taken that thing on was 14 hours one way and 14 hours back. Hauling dick. God.
Dick hauler.
Dick hauler. Fuck you. God. I don't know. In 2.5 years, 60,000 miles in 2.5 years on something that should just be a straight up daily driver.
Yeah.
Like, just to fucking...
Most people don't do 60,000 in 5 years.
I know. And I did it in, like, 2.
Yeah.
30,000 miles a year.
Well, you know.
I sat in that thing for 30,000 miles every year?
Yeah, probably.
Holy shit. I don't even drive truck. Well, I don't know. I've hauled a lot of fucking shit with that thing. Holy shit. I've hauled campers, pickups, totes. I've hauled... What else have I hauled with that thing?
Dude, I don't know.
Flatbed trailers, goosenecks, livestock trailers.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
I've hauled, like, literally everything with that stupid blue 6 liter. God, maybe it does deserve the love it needs.
Yeah, it does. It does.
God, maybe it's been better to me than I thought it has.
It has. Absolutely.
60,000 miles in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's really been that long.
Yeah, I don't doubt it for a second.
I wonder if it's not more than that.
Nah, that'd be... I feel like on the far end would be 60,000.
Well, I think... Well, I'm trying to remember what... How many miles did that dash I have on it have when I put it in?
Oh, I don't remember.
Was it 180 or 190?
I don't know. It's got 219 on it now, 220.
230.
No. I drove it yesterday.
Oh, is it 219?
Yeah.
I thought it was 230 for some reason.
No, it's 219.
Maybe put 50,000 miles on it then. Even then, 25,000 miles in a year. But I can't remember what it fucking had on the old dash when it died. Regardless, that was...
The thing has like 400,000 miles on it.
It does.
Let it die.
No.
For a moment.
Well, I can sit there.
It's in timeout.
Okay, so when I got that dash, I'm pretty sure it had 100... I'd have to call Nate and ask him to find out. But it was like 180 or 190.
Yeah.
How many miles did his 6 liter have on it when he wrecked it? 185?
Yeah, it was like 190 something change. Yeah.
It's at 219. I put that dash in, like, fucking hell. Like, July 2022.
Uh-huh.
And I drove it for a year before then.
Uh-huh.
Doing the same shit that I was doing with that other dash. That's midnight.
Fuck.
Jesus Christ, I put a lot of fucking miles on that pickup.
Uh-huh. You done arguing?
No.
Well, regardless, it's after midnight. This is our literal third attempt at some stupid fucking podcast for the night.
I'm tired. Dakota's tired. I actually think I need to eat something else before I go home.
Yeah, we're going away. We're going to bed. You're getting this in like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Actually, I think I might schedule just for 1 a.m. just to be safe.
Okay, bye-bye!